New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was elected after a campaign concentrated on doing something about income inequality. Now, 7 months into his term, the mayor's administration has signed off on a building plan that allows a new luxury high-rise to have a separate entrance for low-income residents. And that's not going over well with many New Yorkers, as Janet Babin from member station WNYC reports.
The 33-story tower butts up against Manhattan's western edge, next to the Hudson River, and will offer some tenants expansive waterfront views. About 20% of the units will be reserved for low- and middle-income residents, but they'll have to enter through a separate door. And that sparked outrage among some New Yorkers.
This developer must go back, seal the one door, and make it so all residents go through the same door. It's a disgrace.
That's City Councilwoman Helen Rosenthal. She's demanding an end to what some here have dubbed the poor door. Civil rights attorneys say a significant number of tenants in the subsidized apartments could be minorities. Lawyer Randolph McLaughlin says that makes the poor door more than disgraceful and possibly illegal.
To permit developers or encourage them to create separate and unequal buildings and take tax credits and benefits from the city, I think that's a constitutional violation.
McLaughlin's referring to the building's design, which groups all the affordable units in one area with that separate entrance. The developer defends the two doors, saying he's simply complying with city zoning laws. City Hall blames the prior administration for creating those laws and approving the deal. Alicia Glenn is the deputy mayor for housing and economic development.
The plans for this building were submitted and construction commenced on the project in 2013 prior to the new mayor being elected.
The company building the skyscraper is Extel Development. Its president, Gary Barnett, says the zoning law is aimed at creating more affordable housing. In this building, he says the affordable units will rent for about $15 a square foot, whereas market rate units will fetch five or six times that.
Would you rather not have the affordable housing? Ask any one of the thousands of people who are applying for that, and they don't give a damn. They want to have a beautiful apartment in a beautiful neighborhood at a super price.
But some New Yorkers aren't persuaded by that super price, like this caller on WNYC's Brian Lehrer show.
Robert in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Once again, we're putting segregation right up front, and we're making it legal to segregate people.
On city streets near the new building, it was hard to find a resident who would mind a separate entrance in exchange for a sweet, cheap rental. Roman Golubov himself lives in a subsidized apartment.
I definitely understand why people would be upset, but I wouldn't take it too personally. If I got the opportunity to live in a skyscraper and they made me walk through the poor door, I'd get over it.
Meanwhile, City Hall is trying to get over the controversy. Officials are promising a comprehensive review of the zoning laws. They say they will work to close the poor door loophole. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in New York.